you gotta do, you gotta file a complaint with our office. And I have tried to provide every possible means you could file a complaint with our office. You can mail it to us the old fashioned way, you can email it, you can send it to me directly, you can call me, you can email me directly. We have an online complaint form and I've provided the information for that. We have a hotline by phone if you want to call and call our hotline. A note, you can file a complaint anonymously. We recognize that these are sometimes sticky issues with neighbors that can sometimes be challenging. We also recognize that, you know, sometimes people don't want to make waves with the people they've got to live next door to because that can be a really uncomfortable position. So the option to file a complaint anonymously is absolutely available to anyone should you choose to avail yourself of that. That being said, there are some limitations if you file a complaint anonymously. If during the course of our investigation we have questions, I'm not going to be able to have your contact information in my system. I'm not going to be able to call and ask questions. You know, you'd have to call me back to check in on the status of the complaint, so I won't be able to update you as we're working through the process. So there are some limitations. Another note, we are a government entity, and we are subject to public information requests. That being said, most of the time, and we're very careful not to release information about complainants whenever someone calls in. Let's say you've called in a commercial use complaint, someone's running a business next door, and the violator, as we're working through the investigation, calls me and says, I want to know who complained about me. That's always the first question you want to know, right? We don't release that information. We don't share that information. That doesn't help us develop the case. It would also chill any complaints that will come in the future. If you knew that we were going to release that to anybody who called up and asked about it, you're not going to call me and you're not going to tell me about these issues. I have two investigators for the entire city of Houston with regard to deed restriction complaints, two. So we absolutely depend on communities like yours to be eyes and ears for us. So we want to make sure that it's a safe place for you to file a complaint if you do have issues. Additionally, under the Texas Public Information Act, there are exceptions to release of information. Typically, complainant's information is protected under something called the informer's privilege. These are immediately assigned to an attorney. We're divvied up by council district, and I provided you a list of all the attorneys for the whole city of Houston and which council districts they handle. I'm CG&I, and have done CG&I for many years now, so I'm very familiar with those communities. But because it's assigned to an attorney, the first thing we do is we provide sort of a legal opinion about whether there are valid and enforceable deed restrictions. Like I mentioned earlier, we have title examiners that pull everything that's filed of record for the property in question, and we comb through all of that to make sure it's solid from the very beginning as we're working up our case. So because of that, many times information is protected under the attorney-client privilege or the work product privilege. And because of those many privileges and exceptions, I have yet to have information from my files be required to be released should someone request an attorney general's opinion and try and get that information. So you can remain anonymous. That's the most airtight way to not get that information released. But again, it's usually protected.